Intentional living, intentional studying, is to know what you want, where you want to go, and then make sure you mix things up. Shake up your routine to make sure you're not living on autopilot. Get into your conscious mind and don't allow the unconscious habits to set you up for failure. Don't plateau in your English because you've plateaued in your daily routine in life. Hi, and welcome to the English Outside the Box podcast. My name is Jennifer Nascimento. I'm an English teacher, positive psychology practitioner, mindset mentor, and success coach. I'm on a mission to help you learn what it actually takes to reach new levels of success in your life. And I'm helping you do it all in English. But I want to let you in on a little secret. Your success in English is much more than just the language-based skills you've been so focused on. English Outside the Box brings you success beyond the language by bringing life and business coaching expertise into your education. Why? Because this is a new way of learning. It's learning outside the box. And I believe when you start thinking and learning outside the box, meaning outside the traditional or standard way, you'll finally begin to experience an entirely new level of your achievements and your dreams. So let's get on with the English Outside the Box podcast. Hello and welcome. It is the English Outside the Box season 1 finale. Episode 12, it's the finale of season 1. The finale is the end of season 1. Not the end of the podcast, my friends, but the end of season 1. This past season, we have done interviews with people living and working in English, and I've broken down some of those interviews and conversations to take out helpful tips, strategies, and information that helps you lead to your own success. We've talked about all kinds of things way beyond English, way beyond the grammar. And that's what has been a huge shift in the podcast from English Across the Pond to English Outside the Box. And as I've taken on this podcast solo, I've learned that, you know, with so much content out there on actual English language, you know, grammar, vocabulary, all of that, I wanted this podcast to be different. I didn't want it to just be another resource of English content, English language content that you learn. I know you have a bazillion resources out there. Instead, what I wanted to do was take in my expertise and knowledge on the psychology behind learning and positive psychology and how it relates to our lives, how to improve our well-being, improve our ability to reach goals. And then, of course, my English education and supporting you and my students that I work with one-on-one to bridge the gap, to understand what's missing in traditional ways of learning and reaching success. So that's more or less what this podcast is really focused on in season 1, in a nutshell, right? We've gone beyond the language, and again, we've looked at how and why what you're doing might not be working. It's probably not working. We've talked about goals and setting goals, habits, routines, and hopefully you've learned a couple of things that might have been ingrained in your mind. Ingrained meaning a very strongly held belief. about learning. An example of one of those episodes could be why one-to-one lessons are not going to help you improve. Because so much of our life live, so much of our lives are done on these pre-existing beliefs that we have. And, you know, through research and the psychology shows us that when we have a thought in our mind and we think that thought over and over and over and over and over, that thought becomes our belief. And then we have this belief about something and we believe it and we continue to believe it and it becomes our reality. And the reality is just the way that we live. And so much of online education follows the same beliefs and reality. But that doesn't mean that it's the only way, and that doesn't mean that it's the best way. And so that's why I wanted to shake things up a little bit and show you that there is a different way to learn and a better way. And speaking of living on autopilot, there's a lot of research about conscious, intentional living and our habits and living on autopilot. And autopilot is the idea that you do things, you complete actions, you behave in a way that you don't really think about. Autopilot is, you know, automatically doing something. A pilot, like driving a plane or flying a plane or driving a car and navigating forward. So when we live on autopilot, we're living and doing and completing actions without thinking about it. And you can think about things that you do on autopilot when you can get in the car and drive to work without GPS or instructions, and you can daydream and be thinking about something else entirely for the entire ride. You're not really paying attention to turns you're making, street signs, street names, the names of stores you see on the side of the road. You're not paying attention to anything around you, and you're not really even having to think about where you're going because you've memorized the way, you've done it so many times, you've driven a car so many times, especially on this route, that you don't need to think about it. You just do it. That's autopilot. The morning routine that the majority of us have is autopilot. You wake up, you have the same thought, and you go about doing the same things to get ready for your day. Brushing your teeth, taking a shower, going to the bathroom, making your coffee, eating your breakfast, reading the paper. And of course, probably the first thing everybody does is grab their smartphone and start scrolling through all of the things, emails and social media and text messages and WhatsApp. So much of our lives we live on autopilot. And I've been doing tons of research on this intentional living, conscious living, you know, switching off autopilot. And I've come across a couple of different really interesting statistics that I wanted to share. And of course, if you ever want any of the resources or references or studies that I've looked at or, you know, websites I found this from, please feel free to reach out to me about it. So according to science and research that I've read, one of them said most of us live 95 to 97% of our lives on autopilot, which means that we don't consciously think about many of the things we're doing each day. Again, we're just living on autopilot, going about our day doing the same thing without thinking too much about it. Neil and other researchers from 2006 also showed that 40% of the actions we take are because of habits rather than actual decisions. So different statistics and slightly different information, right? 95 to 97% of our lives, just our day-to-day, is on autopilot. But when we kind of break it down to something, you know, smaller, when we think about the individual actions that we take each day, 40% are based on habits and not a decision. So again, not something we're thinking about and having to make a decision about. And that can really come down to like breakfast. You wake up, are you thinking, what do I want today? I want maybe oatmeal, or maybe I want some scrambled tofu, or maybe I want an avocado toast. What do I want? What do I need? What does my body need right now? And you're thinking about what your body needs and what your body's craving, and you're thinking about the day ahead and how much protein and nutrients that you need, and then you make a decision. That would be a conscious decision. Versus every day you wake up and you have oatmeal with cinnamon and blueberries, and it doesn't change. And you wake up and you have it and you don't think about it. It's a habit. So 40% of the things that we do are because of these habits versus these conscious decisions. The final research into statistic that I want to share was from a video that somebody recently shared with me, and I loved it. It's from Joe Dispenza. If you Google Joe Dispenza, Power of Thought, you will see this video. It's about 30 minutes, and he talks about the power of our thought. And I'm going to quote one section that he said that I literally text my friend back, and I said, whoa, minute five, with the emoji of your mind blowing up, because I was like, wow. Even me, studying and knowing all of this stuff, I was still fascinated by what he said. And he said, 95% of who we are by the time we're 35 years old is a memorized set of behaviors, emotional reactions, unconscious habits, hardwired attitudes, beliefs, and perceptions that function like a computer program. So people can say, with the 5% of their conscious mind, I want to be healthy. I want to be happy. I want to be free. But their body is on a whole different program. So how do you make those changes? You have to get beyond the analytical mind. How? And he talks a lot about meditation and how meditation can really bridge that gap and get into that conscious mind. So again, 95% of who we are by the time we're 35, and so many of you are at least 35 based on my statistics of the podcast. So many of you are at least 35. So 95% of who you are is memorized behaviors, emotional reactions that just happen without thinking. Again, unconscious habits, not decisions. And these hardwired attitudes, beliefs, and perceptions. Remember I said your thoughts become your belief. So if you're not constantly thinking about challenging these beliefs, challenging your unconscious habits, or challenging your day-to-day autopilot, you're going to get stuck. So if any of you have ever felt, I'm stuck in English, you're probably stuck on autopilot in your daily life as well. And so for you, right, Joe Dispenza said, like, I want to be healthy. I want to be happy. That's what his people often talk about they want. And they're saying this with the 5% of their conscious mind. So possibly 5% of your conscious mind is saying that you want to learn English. But are your hardwired beliefs, your ingrained attitudes, and are your programs setting you up for failure? And I want you to think about some things that you say or thoughts that you have. If you say things like, I don't have enough time to study. I'm too busy to study. I'll never be able to speak. I'll never speak fluently. I'm too scared. I'm too scared to speak. Or it's too hard. English is too hard. Learning a new language is too hard. I'm too old. It takes too much work. It takes too much time. I have to study so much and I don't have progress. I'll always have an accent. I'll never be fluent. If you've ever said any one of those things, then your body and your mind are likely working against each other instead of working together to find success. You're likely operating in that 95% of autopilot and unconscious habits. So the key thing here is awareness, and then making sure you're living, you're studying intentionally, consciously. So you want to think about, what are you consuming? How are you consuming it? And again, this can be applied to every single thing in your life. But of course, in context of this podcast, I am trying to give you English examples. So what English resources and materials are you consuming? Are you taking in? Are you reading? Are you studying? How are you studying and consuming these resources? Is there a strategy? Or again, is there intention and thought and decision-making behind what you're doing? Or is it just all willy-nilly? I study whatever, whenever, because I think this could work, but I really have no idea. Sometimes I do, sometimes I don't. Intentional living, intentional studying is to know what you want, where you want to go, and then make sure you mix things up. Shake up your routine to make sure you're not living on autopilot. Get into your conscious mind and don't allow the unconscious habits to set you up for failure. Don't plateau in your English because you've plateaued in your daily routine in life. And so there are 12 episodes, including this one, of how to reach new levels of success in English. And again, I'm not talking about grammar and vocabulary lessons for you to improve. Season one of this podcast has taken you so much deeper into your thoughts, habits, routines, your mindset. It's gone deeper into you. You as the individual and what can lead you personally to success. So again, how have you been digesting this content? And digesting this content means how have you been listening to it and taking it in? Do you listen to these podcast episodes on autopilot? You know, most people tell me they listen on their commutes or in the background of other activities, and that definitely has its benefits, but it definitely falls into that autopilot behavior. And throughout this season, I've shared glimpses into my students' success and into the new strategies that I've been implementing with these clients to show you exactly how you can do the same. Almost everything you need to know about reaching success in English is covered in the last 12 episodes of this English Outside the Box podcast. And all that's missing is your unique blueprint and your unique strategy and your personal effort to make it happen. So as season one kind of comes to an end and I prepare for the upcoming season two, which is going to come back around November, I invite you to take this time to go back and listen to the previous episodes of English Outside the Box with intention. Look at the titles of these 12 episodes. Look at the episode descriptions to see what they're about. And then set an intention. Consciously listen to the episodes. What do you want to take away from each episode? What do you want to learn? And you can set that intention just by looking at the title and the description to know what we're going to talk about and how you can apply it to you. After you listen, what can you actively do to improve and how can you take the next steps forward? So again, if you just listen, I say bye, you click stop, you close your phone, and then you go about your day-to-day life and you don't even think about how to use the information, that's autopilot living. So how can you use what you listen to take the next steps forward? And even though the podcast itself is going to be on pause for the next few weeks, I am still available and I'm still working very closely with my clients on their success in English and beyond the language. So reach out and let's talk if you have questions or you want to get started. Do you have questions about these past episodes and how you can apply what you've heard to your success strategy? Do you want to move forward with your own unique English success system to radically improve your confidence and ability to use, think, and speak in English? Then you know exactly what to do. I've said it on every episode, and this one's the same. Let's connect on WhatsApp. Go to the show notes, the episode description. You'll see the link to connect with me, and I would love to talk about how the English Success System can work for you and how I can work with you personally to reach your desired level of success. Thanks so much for your support, season one. Don't forget to continue listening back on all of the episodes from this season with intention to know how you can move forward with success. And stay tuned for season two coming in the near future. Thanks so much. Bye-bye.
I hope you enjoyed today's episode and this season of English Outside the Box. What you heard today was one small actionable strategy and tip in order to create new and more personal and professional opportunities in English. We always go beyond the language here to help you discover your unique roadmap to success. So I truly hope you've gained a deeper understanding of what success means and what success can look like for you. As I mentioned, even though the podcast is on pause between season one and season two, I'm still working behind the scenes with my students so closely and intentionally to reach their redefined goals. I would love the chance to work with you too. So send me a message today and let's get started. Your success starts with your action. Make today your day.